Our scripture lesson today will be from John chapter 12, verses 20 through 33. Some Greeks wished to meet Jesus. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will answer." Jesus speaks about his death. "Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it's not for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven. "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said it was like thunder. Others said an angel had spoken to him. Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of the world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I will, when lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death that he would die. Words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Now we're getting there. To those final days of Jesus marching into Jerusalem, being followed by crowds. He's famous by this time, everybody who knows who Jesus is. And he's talking about his death, which nobody understands. Gods don't die. Everyone knows that. What does that mean for us today? Lord, we come to you during this Lenten season, knowing that we can't do very much to change our lives, but that you can give us new hearts and new lives, that you can declare us clean, forgiven, and redeemed. Let us hear your word for us this day, and let us live your word for us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Do you ever ponder how much the times have changed? Every generation that I seem to get closer to and closer to by the minute has had things to say about those generations that are coming behind them. Have you heard the music they listen to? My horrible daughter, one thing she gets right, she'll send me music and say, "Oh, Daddy, you got to listen to this. And it's from my day," which was the last time any good music was ever made. And everyone my age will agree with what I just said. Thank you. Got an amen in a Methodist church. God is still working miracles, people. In my younger days, if a truck driver stopped at a truck stop, immediately when he or she walked in, the server would say, "Coffee?" And the driver would ask, "Well, what's my choices?" And the server would answer, "Yes or no." But not anymore. Nowadays, it's latte, espresso, cappuccino, things I can't pronounce, things, I don't know what they are, triple shots of this. Do you want skim, almond, soy milk? My goodness, I just want a cup of coffee without answering a questionnaire. And you know, there's even a worse one. Please pass the salt. You say that and they hand you a salt shaker. At least they used to. But say those words now. Well, would you like sea salt, pink salt, garlic salt, iodized kosher, Himalayan, ice cream salt, or black tie? I thought that was the kind of party where you wore a tuxedo. I didn't know it was salt. I just want salt. Back in my day, now isn't that an old fogey thing to say? Back in my day, you whippersnappers. Back in my day, parents worried that if we played our records backwards, that we would hear the devil's voice. You didn't have to play it backwards. You could just play it forwards and hear the devil's voice. Now someone asks, what's a record? And parents worry about their children meeting someone online and the great dangers that presents. It all seems so much more complicated. I felt the same way when I read these verses. Some Gentile men walk up to Philip. Hey, excuse me, Philip. We would really like to meet Jesus. Can you introduce us? It's a simple request. So Philip takes them to Jesus. Jesus, these gentlemen wanted to see you. No problem. Do it all the time. Shake a few hands, chit-chat about the weather, meeting over. How are you? Where are you from? Have a good trip home. Done. But Jesus doesn't do that. Not at this point in his ministry. Instead, Jesus starts telling them that his hour has come. That it is time for the Son of Man to be glorified. Now let's put this into context. Hey, Steve, how are you? Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel falls and dies. Huh, Steve? What are you talking about? Anyone who loves their life will lose it. Okay, Steve. Good talking to you. Not really. Whoever serves me must follow me. Father, glorify your name. Have a nice day. Do you see how odd this conversation is? When I am lifted up, I will draw all people to myself. Oh, what a strange and mysterious answer. And the strangest thing of all, it makes perfect sense. These Gentiles were determined to see Jesus. Now, we see this often in the scriptures. Friends of a paralyzed man bring him to Jesus, but the crowd's so big they can't get to Jesus. So they get on top of the house where Jesus is preaching and they cut a hole in the thatch roof and they lower their friend right in front of Jesus. They were determined to get their friend to Jesus. There's an evangelism lesson there for us. A woman with a blood issue shoves her way through a crowd just to touch the hem of Jesus' robe. That was a death sentence for a woman to touch a rabbi. All just to get to Jesus. She was risking everything. One woman is willing to receive the crumbs that fall from the table. None of these people and so many others like them could be stopped. All of them were determined to get more of Jesus. The Gentiles wanted more of Jesus. But Jesus skipped the chit-chat and the niceties. And Jesus goes straight to the truth. Follow me and you might die. You cannot come to me as casual observers. Maybe he saw something in these men. Be ready to die. It is the only way to be my follower. Determined to get to Jesus and prepared to die for him. Is that you? Is that me? Judith.